Living in the Now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the idea, living in the now. It is so easy for us to live in the past, and the past is something that has written a memory book for us. It has written a cast of characters, plays, and scenes, all the things that go into making a wonderful movie, a wonderful show. And we like to live in the past because it's kind of a charming thing. And every time we live in the past, we bring up the past as though it were the present. And we make the past something that is very, very demanding, very claiming, very possessive of us. To live in the now is a totally new experience for most of us. Because most of us have found that to live in the now demands that we forget the past. And when we forget the past, then we have very little to have a comparison to. We have very little to have a thought about. However, if we begin to live in the now, if we begin to live in the present tense, we begin to find that this is a whole new way of living. It's a whole new procedure of going into life. Because if I were going to teach a child how to read or write, and I would say, "Don't you know? Don't you know?" And of course he doesn't know. He hasn't been there yet, as far as we know. And so we don't say to him, "Don't you know? You're so stupid. You should know these things." We know he doesn't know these things because he hasn't had them yet. Well, this is the way we should go into our current life, into our everyday experiences, as though we had never been there before. As though it's a brand new, beautiful, glorious experience opening up its petals to us as though it's a flower that had never opened its petals before. Oh yes, oh yes. There are many flowers that exist. There are many roses who have opened their petals. There are many roses who have looked at the sun. There are many roses who have, for the first time, unveiled the beauty that they are. There are many roses like that, but there are many roses that have also opened their veils and opened their goodness unto the life around them, begun to live. Now, do you look at a rose and do you say, "Hey, you have these genes and these chromosomes, and so that's the way you're supposed to turn out. You're supposed to be this and you're supposed to be that." Or do we look at each rose and delight in the magnificence of the way in which it takes that which it is and makes that which it is? It takes the genes, the chromosomes, it takes all of the things that go to make up a rose. It takes all of the stuff that's in its beingness, all of its DNA, and it casts this on a new spell of life. And perhaps one of its genes or chromosomes might be a little different than expected, and it might have more white in it than we expected. It might have more a tinge of yellow, or maybe a blue coming through. And you say, "Where did that come from?" Well, our life is just like this. We can look at our life with the expectation of wonder and magic, with the delight of each new unfoldment coming into our world, each new expression which we had never dreamed of before, each new revelation that says, "Hey, look, there's some blue there, there's some yellow, oh my goodness." And we look at the young child and we see their interest is in building, and we say, "Wow, they're going to be a contractor, a builder." And then a little while later their interest is in painting. "Oh, they're going to be an artist." And a little while later, you see, right away we want to make them into something instead of saying, "Hey, play with your paints. See what comes of it. See what wonder there is in it, what magic that it reveals. Maybe it'll reveal to you something that you never imagined before. Oh, yes, play with the colors. And let the colors be revealed in your thoughts and your ideas. Oh, yes, let it come through in some wonderful, glorious way. Oh, yes. My goodness, what a lovely person you are. What a lovely child you are. So thoughtful, so considerate. What a lovely child you are. Where did that come from? Where did that come from? Well, within each one of us is a where did that come from? Within each one of us are the mysteries that we have yet to reveal and fold, show forth to the world. Yes. And when we do, we'll have asking of ourselves and of others, where did that come from? My goodness. That gentle, loving boy, so helpful, so considerate, so caring. Where did that come from? Look at the rest of his brothers and sisters. They're all quite different. And look at his background. Look at his mother and father and his grandmother and grandfather. None of them were quite like that. Each had their own majesty about them, but none quite like this young boy that's coming up here. Where did he get that? And it's not a matter of where do we get it. It's a matter of delight in it. Delight in the now. Don't worry about where it came from, my goodness sakes. Because the minute you start thinking about where did it come from, you start thinking about some of the things that you don't like, too. And some of the things that you wish. Instead of taking the glory of the moment now, the glory of this moment now, and saying, wow, what a great expression that is. Look at how that little girl is acting. Look at how that lady is walking down the street. You would think that she owns town. She walks there so proud, so strong, so wonderful. Look at how she walks along. And we look at her, and we think, my goodness. And then come to find out that she just won the sweepstakes. And she thinks she owns the town. She is so happy. She doesn't think she owns the town. She doesn't care. She has the sweepstakes. She has the money. She has this gift. She has this glory. She's living in the now. She's walking as though she is a queen. And indeed she is. We can walk through life as though we are kings and queens. And indeed we are. And as we walk through life in this way, we'll find that life will treat us exactly how we expect it. When we live in the now, life will say to us, hey, did you win the sweepstakes? Wow, you look great. Or they say, what a marvelous dress you have on. What a beautiful dress. You look great. Are you going to a party or something? Nope, just felt good and felt like putting on something that made me feel gooder, you know. And so I put on this lovely dress. Wow, you look just great. You see, living in the now is not some intangible thing. It's not some thing that we search after, race after, run after, wish for. What living in the now is, it is enjoying life and all of its goodness right now, right here where we are, right in this experience as we're having it right now. It's wonderful. And when we do it, we set all sorts of causes in motion. We set the cause in motion of being happy now. We set the cause in motion of being whole now. We set the cause in motion of being fulfilled now. We set the cause in motion of seeing all the world a glorious place in which to live now. When we live in the now, we enhance the now. We embolden the now. We live in the now in such a glorious, wonderful way that life is wonderful. Life is great. And you know, that's the way life is for everyone who lives in the now. I choose to live in the now. I choose to experience in the now. I choose to see the good that is in my life from just the point of view of now. Not the past, not the future, but now. Am I enjoying it now? Am I delighting in it now? Am I thrilling in it now? Then that's all that matters, isn't it? Live in the now, for that is a beautiful, glorious, wonderful, fantastic experience. And no one can take the now away from us, nor can anyone give us the now. The now is our personal possession, our personal ownership, our personal experience. Join with me and live in the now. Enjoy the now and see the now as the most wonderful, marvelous experience of your life, as it is mine. and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.